Tonight, this theme of hope has been very close to my heart because I minister to folk that could be possibly in hopeless cases in the eyes of society. But I've been round church long enough where there's actually people in church that a hopelessness has come into their life. Let's pray. Father, I thank you for... Lord, I can come to you and speak to you as my Abba, my Father. But Lord, also as El Shaddai, Almighty God. In you I trust, O God, for this word that you've put in my heart. This message, Father, that's coming from the heavenlies for your people here. Lord, I thank you for every soul and even every family that's represented here. Lord, let this be a good seed planted within and a good harvest. And God, you know where we've all been, even these last couple of weeks. Thank you, Father, for bringing us here. In your Son Yeshua's name. Amen. Amen. I've been really blessed and really challenged recently because sometimes you think when you do something like this, you can just sit back and relax. And then you have a conversation on the phone with somebody and they say, Stevie, you've got to speak. So Tommy McNeil, thanks very much for that. Because the Reverend Kenny Broadwick, as you all know, couldn't be with us this weekend, but I believe he's there in the spirit with us. And the heart in that man, we're very grateful. There's still breath in him, and God can still use him for his purposes this side of eternity. And we will miss Kenny this weekend, but we sense that he is with us. Because he's a man of God, and a man that will be resting. I hope this next month at least, he'll be resting in God's presence and receiving from him. And if you're in contact with him in any way, Facebook or emails or anything, encourage that man where he's at just now. If he's had an influence in your life, if you've heard the Spirit of God speaking through you, encourage him back. Amen. Greatest phenomenon that has ever crossed the horizon of this world. The greatness of God, the Father, sending the Son into your shores, into the vision of mankind, that we could grasp that truth as the Spirit reveals it to us. He's the greatest phenomenon that has ever crossed the horizon of this world. Also, here's the fundamental doctrine of true theology. I know there's a few theologians in here tonight. Do you know something? This side of eternity, you might think you're right, but Jesus is the truth of that theology. The fundamental doctrine of true theology. He supplies strength for the weak. Have you been weak in these days? Has there been a weakness in your heart, a weakness in your faith? Have you been overburdened? Has there been challenges? Maybe even overwhelming times? His promise is that he will strengthen. He strengthens and sustains. He cleanses the lepers. He forgives sinners. He discharges debtors. He delivers the captives. Hallelujah. He blesses the young. You feeling young in here tonight? You better be. He really is. We're all young. Yeah, we might be fading away in this physical body that we have, but in the spirit, we're young. Because we're going to spend an eternity with God himself. And there's no time, there's no age, there's no 24 hours in that. You know what I mean? But we're going to spend eternity with him. We'll be young in him forever. He's a wellspring of wisdom. He's a doorway of deliverance. He's the pathway of peace. He's the roadway of righteousness. His grace is sufficient. I wish I could describe him to you. He's indescribable. And the last part there. You can't outlive him. And you can't live without him. Well, the Pharisees couldn't stand him, but they found out they couldn't stop him. Pilate couldn't find any fault in him. Herod couldn't kill him. Death couldn't handle him. And the grave people couldn't hold him. Yes, that's your king tonight. Amen. I'm very grateful that I can hopefully give God glory tonight for the hope that he's put within us as his children. And I'm a testimony of that tonight. You know, I'm not going to share in any depth But I was in torment for many years of my life. And then Christ came in. The hope of glory. Salvation came to the soul that set me free. I'm not the finished product. Where's my wife? Is she about now? She can give you a bigger picture. And even ask my children. But do you know something? He came to set us free. He came to give us hope. And the word hope, if I can break it down in my recovery groups, I share with guys, and hope to me is helping other people eternally. That's the heart. Eternally release hope to people that they'll come into that divine relationship with El Shaddai, Almighty God. What's your Christian hope? When grounded in God, hope provides the motivation to live the Christian life even in the face of trouble. Hope has been compared first to a soldier's helmet. We read this in 1 Thessalonians 5:8. But since we belong to the day, let us be sober, putting on faith and love as a breastplate, and the hope of salvation as a helmet, because it protects the mind and then to the sailor's anchor. In Hebrews 6:19 we find, the word of God says, we have this hope as an anchor for the soul, firm and secure. It enters the inner sanctuary behind the curtain, because it steadies the heart on the stormy seas of life. Two accounts here. First, that helmet to guard our minds. And secondly, the inner sanctuary. Hope as an anchor when we're going through difficult times. Not if we go through them, it's when we go through them. It's a fact there is difficult times in the Christian walk, whatever shape and form that may take for each and every one of us, whether it's been in the past or even in the present. And can I be realistic? Maybe what's ahead. But God has given us hope for any of our circumstances. When we're living by faith in God, we can trust that He will keep all His promises, and that there are many. For example, we can have hope in God that He will provide the physical needs of His people when they seek first, as we read there in Matthew 6:33. But seek first His kingdom and His righteousness. Seeking first His kingdom and His righteousness. But more than this, our hope in God extends to the promise of eternal life lived in the presence of God. Now we read in St. John, St. John got a glimpse of the future. And it is described in the book of Revelation. Now the dwelling of God is with men, and He will live with them. They will be His people, and God Himself will be with them. Promises. And be their God. He will wipe every tear from their eyes. There will be no more death, or mourning, or crying, or pain. For the old order of things has passed away. That's in Revelation 21:3-4. God's promise to be dwelling with us and being your God. Walking in these promises, the promises of God. When Joshua, I love the story of Joshua. Before I knew I had to speak tonight, I was looking over this. And I sensed God was speaking to me in my quiet time one morning. That Joshua, as a primal figure of something that was passing, as in the death of Moses, and God was using Joshua to bring in the new and head in a direction for the people of Israel, to bring them into that new land, to teach them and instruct them. And come in, guys, can I just point at this time, there's African time, isn't there, and then there's Sky time, and then there's Lewis time. Welcome, guys, and we welcome you all in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. When Joshua was commissioned as a leader of the Israelite nation, God spoke great encouragement to him. Have I not commanded you? Be strong and courageous. Do not be discouraged. Do not be frightened, and do not be dismayed. For the Lord your God is with you wherever you go. Joshua 1:9. God was telling Joshua, be encouraged and don't be afraid. Be strong, for I am leading you into something great. Now that Joshua was ready to take leadership in God's great plan, things were going to happen that had never happened before. But Joshua was going to have to stand up and enter into the promises of God. God's call upon your life. Are you going to have to be called to stand up? And if I can say this, it doesn't matter what age we are. God will call us. God will appoint us. And guess what? He will anoint us for the purposes, for His kingdom and for His glory. That gives us all hope. Welcome, guys. Welcome. The future's looking good in these young folk, isn't it? Amen. Be encouraged and don't be afraid. Be strong, for I am leading you into something great. Now that Joshua was ready to take leadership in God's great plan, things were going to happen. And things that may happen in your life in the very near future may never have happened before. Maybe even over this weekend. God may do something, may speak something into your life that you've never heard before. He might give you a direction that you've never imagined before. And He might ask you to do something that may be overwhelming. But do you know something? Obedience to the call of God upon our life brings great blessing, not just to us, but it gives blessing to others, the hope of it. Tonight, Joshua had been working alongside Moses, fighting many battles and prevailing. And it's quite fascinating when you can sit there and you go, wow, scripture comes alive. Places, names, wow. But in this predicament here with Joshua, he'd been waiting and waiting and waiting. And then God says, cross over. The death of Moses must have been so painful for him. A great leader. A man he must have learnt so much of. But do you know something? The wandering was beginning to finish. There was an end coming at one side of the Jordan. And there was a new beginning in the crossing over. Church, there's new beginnings if you can cross over. And walk into the things that God has placed in your hearts to bring forth. And why? It's for His glory. And it's for the souls of men, women and children that you may not yet know. But by His grace, you may have a part in their lives and their journey to come to faith. Maybe tonight and over this weekend, you need to come before God and say, God, I want to step over. I want to enter in to what Your plan, Your purpose, and Your will is. El Shaddai, Almighty God, for your life tonight. There may be an opportunity to respond to that tonight. Picture yourself walking into that promised land along with the children of Israel. And I love my kids. My oldest daughter, she loves dancing. And guess where she dances? All over my furniture. And I really hope that I'm probably going to have to strengthen my settee in my house. It's an L-shaped corner, and she's literally right round it and back and forth, and she's just dancing all the time. We've got the worship music on and the TV and the internet. It's just wonderful, and it's great. But here, could you imagine Israel? They were heading into something that was promised to them, and there must have been great joy within them, knowing that they were going to a destination that was already ordained for them. They were heading in a direction that the Ark of the Covenant, the presence of God, was going before them. What confidence, what great joy they must have been experiencing. Could you imagine Joshua as a leader going like that? Wow, there was great sadness there in the death of Moses. But could you imagine the joy in that man's spirit as you as leaders here, you know when you see people crossing over and there's breakthroughs in their lives, we rejoice with them, don't we? Because God's doing something. God's shaping people, moulding them, moving them, positioning them, anointing them, and appointing them for His purposes. Tonight, maybe, as we're mentioning this hope, tonight, I hope through this word, you being as God's people here, that eternally you're being shaped over this weekend. And it's not about a weekend, it's about the rest of the journey that we're on. But this weekend is part of the journey. It's part of God speaking, God ministering and changing and shaping us so that as we journey on into next week, we can say hallelujah. Your God has gone before us. And whatever's ahead of me, we can find a joy in that. Have you been waiting for the fulfillment of God's promise over your life? Was there dreams? Was there visions? Was there stuff you believe God may be speaking to you as a child? Maybe some of you are still children. I know there's a few kids in here as well, grown up. But you're still waiting on that. Be encouraged. May the fruit of the Spirit, joy, peace, patience, and at the right time, God's fulfillment will come to pass for your life. Here we are tonight. Your battle has not been just eternal, but also in your heart. There's maybe stuff going on in our lives that we've been probably discouraged, very challenged, and at times maybe we're not believing in the fullness of God's promises over our lives. Tonight I would ask that if your heart's in any place like that, that you would be open for God to minister to you over this weekend, to inspire, to strengthen, and like Joshua, be strong and courageous again, standing in the promises that He has for you. The Lord your God is with you wherever you go. As you be faithful to the purposes of God and the call of God upon your life, He will be faithful to you in every area. He will strengthen and encourage and inspire. And God may intervene even over this weekend into your circumstances and bring a transformation that only He can do, that He may take the glory after this weekend and that transformation. Father, I thank You for this time. I thank You for Your word. And God, You know, even in this moment, Lord, You know what You've spoken to Your people. Father, I ask through the mercy of the cross that You would release that courage, that strength that we need to respond, whether that's in our hearts before You here, or Lord, even a step of faith towards You. Father, release that over this congregation this night. And I thank You, Father, again for Your love which endures forever. Your mercies are new every day. Lord, we rejoice in Your presence tonight for Your goodness. And it's through Your goodness, Lord, that You call us Your children. Thank You for this, Father, in Your Son Jesus' name. Amen.